Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Smokey Wilson singing More Than the Name on the Wall and also Proud to Be an American, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Salvation of Hope from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 7 through 11.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. She took out pen and paper as to trace her memory. She looked up to heaven and the words she said were these. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and it meant so much to me. And oh, I'd love to see him just one more time, you see. All I have are the memories and the moments to recall. So Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall? She said he really missed the family and being home on Christmas Day. And he died for God and country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. But Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And oh, I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memories and the moments to recall. But Lord, could you tell me he's more than a name on a wall? Lord, could you tell me he's more than a name on a wall? If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Well, I thank my God above to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, for at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the ones who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, for at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the ones who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. To be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the ones who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
And do you always today get in the position that you think everything's going to go wrong? Well, Paul said to the church at Ephesus, he said simply this, and to also the church at Thessalonica, he says it wasn't just to put on hope, but it was to put on the helmet of salvation. That's what produces the hope. You've got to put on what will produce the positive results. If you're not saved, you're living hopelessly, you're living empty today, and you're living in brokenness, and you're going to die in your sins, and you're going to go to hell. And you've made that choice? Thank God you don't have to. God's salvation hath appeared to all men, the Word of God says in the book of Titus. And friend, today, He will save you. I'm glad today all that will come to Him, He will in no wise cast out. But Paul was saying in 1 Thessalonians 5, when he has used the term, the hope of salvation, it was the source of the blessings of God. And we want the blessing. But let me tell you, this is interesting. I did a little study on this fact of salvation. And in the Greek, it means God's blessings without limitations. Amen. Salvation today means God's blessings without limitations. So therefore today, that means today because of that, you've got God's redemption. That means because of that today, you've got God's protection. It's God who's watching over you. Because of that, you've got God's mercy and grace. And because of that, you've got God's favor. And because of that, you've got God's peace. All because today you have tasted of the Lord and seen that He is good in the process that is called salvation. God's victory. You've got that today. And God's victory today means victory over the world, victory over the flesh, victory over the devil, victory over every circumstance and situation, victory in every trial, victory in every storm. Thank God we've got a God who today has declared that we are more than a conqueror through Him that loved us today. All of this is available because of the hope of salvation. Now, in the Word of God, You remember the three Hebrews? They walked through fire. You know why? Because they had the hope of salvation. In God's Word, millions of Israelites walked on dry ground where the Red Sea had been. God just didn't open the way. He dried up and made a path of safety for them. You know why? Because that is the hope of salvation. In the Word of God, I remember two guys in prison named Paul and Silas. They walked out of a jailhouse with converts. Amen. See, nothing is impossible today, for every fire is quenched by the power of God. Every valley that we walk through today is not a place of defeat, but deliverance. And so today, in every situation, you can be an overcomer through the process that is called the salvation of hope. Life can be a series of challenges and trials. Anybody going through some challenges and trials right now? Throw up your hand and shout amen. Amen. Welcome to life. These challenges and these trials today can produce suffering and disappointment. I mean, let's deal honestly with this. However, God said He's going to get you past whatever you're in, whatever you're facing today. So the hope that salvation produces today brings about a more steadfast hope that's not today shaken by what you're going through. Challenges can prove today that we can fight the good fight of faith and emerge victorious in Christ. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers us out of them all. And if you've chosen to fix your mind on defeat, then guess what you're going to get? You're going to walk around defeated. When you think everything in the world and everybody else is against you, that's what you're going to get. When you can't see anything good of what God is working in your life through the bad, you're defeated. But that's not God's plan for us. That's toxic thinking. You've got to put on the helmet of salvation. You've got to put on the hope of salvation. You've got to walk today with the Lord. Even when you don't know what's going to happen and how it's going to happen, you've got to know there's a God who's still in control. Amen. Thank God. Stop adding up your problems and start multiplying your blessings. Amen. I promise you, get you a sheet of paper, write down your problems on one side, and then on the other side, write down your blessings. And if you'll be honest, you'll find there's a whole lot more blessings than there are problems. So today, let God today deliver your mind from defeat. Let God deliver today your mind today from worldly thinking today. And listen, are you in hope, and are you hopeful today in the Lord, or are you feeling today helpless? God wants you to be filled with His hope. But Pastor, have you seen the news? And do you know what's going on? And yes, I have. And yes, on the streets they're filled with rebellion. Yes, thumb-sucking babies that are becoming nothing short but of an educated fool. You can agree or disagree, we still love you. Yes, our economy is feeling today the teetering, and it's teetering on potential collapse. He said, well, I thought you just said, you know, you've got to deal with things honestly. But you've also got to remember who's in control. Because, see, on the other side of the coin, my Father owns a cattle on 1,000 hillsides. Amen. Yes, the thugs and the haters have declared war on our men and our women in blue. It's appalling to hear how these policemen go in a situation and it's nothing but an ambush. And they have families. And they are snatched out because of the hatred in hearts of people. But God said, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Amen. Let me tell you, God has the last word. And yes, our morals are ridiculous and they're declining continuously today. But you know what? Our nation may be in a state of anarchy. And our nation today may be torn. And our nation today may be in a position that there's a lot of concern. But let me tell you what God has said.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.